FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The father of Shailen Singh, the businessman who was killed in Umhlanga, has commended the prosecution team for their efforts. The Durban Magistrates Court yesterday denied bail to one of two local brothers accused of the 32-year-old's murder. Farrell Govender has been ordered to remain behind bars until the matter returns to court in May. His younger brother Darren was granted bail of 200,000 rand with conditions. Singh was gunned down at a parking lot on Meridian Drive in December. His father Pradeep says they are pleased with the court's decision.
With respect to the court's decision, I will commend the investigating officer and his team and the prosecutors with the magistrate. I think it was quite fair in the outcome. The guy can stay in jail for 50 years. There's never going to bring a son back to his parents, a husband back to his wife, or a father back to his son. Shailen was in his prime of his life. He had big aspirations, big dreams. All we can do for Shailen now is pray that justice prevails.
A manhunt is underway for the gunman behind this morning's cash-in-transit heist on the N2. KZN Police's Robert Netshwenda says two security guards were assaulted and robbed of their firearms in the vicinity of the NPC cement factory. The suspects made off with an undisclosed amount of cash.
During the robbery, the suspects fired several shots and three bystanders were reportedly shot and injured. The suspects fled the scene through Bayview area, and on Silver Green Drive, they reportedly shot and injured a private security guard who gave chase. The suspects allegedly shot towards a minibus taxi, which they reportedly attempted to hijack.
The Road Traffic Inspectorate says the N2 remains closed. A Frenchman on death row in Indonesia is on his way back to his home country. Serge Alaoui is being flown to Paris, where he'll be handed over to police officers. The 61-year-old was arrested in 2005 at a factory in Jakarta, where tens of kilos of drugs were discovered. Authorities accused him of being a chemist. France made an official request for his return in November. Lawyers are expected to ask a court to adapt his sentence to grant him freedom. And as we mark World Cancer Day, Stellenbosch University says cervical cancer remains a major challenge. Dr. Robin Adams says more than 90% of deaths occur in low and middle income countries, with sub-Saharan Africa being one of the hardest hit regions. This despite advances in early detection and prevention.
So while we've made progress by shifting from cell-based screening to HPV DNA testing, HPV DNA screening alone isn't always precise enough to identify women who are truly at risk of developing cervical disease.
Another look at our lead story. The father of Shailen Singh, the businessman killed in Umhlanga, has commended the prosecution team for their efforts in the case. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.